Okay, just a few caught in the laws of Sukkah that everybody's involved in building this report a few days before the holiday. Lechatahila Tov lahush vilizay shelo lahamid Sukkah bedavar mekabel tum'a. So one has to be careful not to hold up the schach with something that can receive tum'ah. Why? Because we're worried that you'll use it as a support, and then you might come to use that item as schach itself. And something that can receive tum'ah is pasul for schach. Therefore, our custom is to get around this problem. Because many people have the sukkot that the frame is metal. And if you're going to put the sukkah, schach, right on the metal itself, so you're being ma'amid bedavara mekabel tum'ah. So what we do is we put wood pieces above the metal, so the schach rests on the wood. So that would be called a ma'amid de ma'amid, which is not being ma'amid on the metal, it's being ma'amid on the wood that's being ma'amid on the metal. According to Maran, in the Alachot of Sukkah, clearly holds that ma'amid de ma'amid is okay. Even though there were some later Aharonim that argue on this, Achav Avadyah holds that that is a solution in order to place the schach in such a way. The Mishnah Berura discusses a case where a person has, let's say, concrete walls, and he wants to rest the schach on the concrete walls. He's lenient to put them directly on the concrete walls. Why? Because he said there's no gezerah that somebody's going to come to use concrete as schach. Even though you might have some metal poles in the concrete that are holding up the concrete, in the concrete itself, since the main item is the concrete itself and it could stand up on its own even without those metal poles that are inside of it, so that would be a case. For example, a guy in his backyard has four walls that are made out of concrete. He just wants to put the schach right on top of it. According to the Mishnah Berura, in that case, it is okay. Furthermore, the question that is asked is let's say a person wants, somebody asked this question actually yesterday, if somebody wants to fasten the schach and keep it in place with, let's say, plastic fasteners. That is, these plastic rings that they want to put over the schach in order to keep it in place. So Hazon Ish explained that as long as the schach is heavy enough that it would be able to stay in place with normal winds, it's not a light schach that will blow away, so then already using these items over there in order to strengthen the schach, like this, even though metal piece, I mean these pieces of plastic are pasul for schach, it would be certainly permissible. Plastic cannot become tameh at all, going to the poskim, and therefore you would not have a problem to use these plastic fasteners. Certainly for a person who would use cotton and things like that, that's for sure it's not a problem. But even these plastic items, these fasteners that they have, would be okay.